Well, good Friday morning, beloved. Gabriel and I are here with you this morning. Say hi to everybody. There he is. You can tell he is not happy. I woke him up, so we'll let him lay back down and go back to sleep. All right, we're here to greet you on this beautiful Friday morning. And today we're going to be in Micah chapter 4. And here where Micah describes the Lord's universal reign of peace and a time when the people of Israel will return from exile. Jerusalem will be rebuilt after a time of punishment. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been justice and peace. So let's begin the last reading of this week. Micah chapter 4. In days to come, the mountain where the temple stands will be the highest one of all, towering above all the hills. Many nations will come streaming to it, and their people will say, "Let us go up to the hill of the Lord, to the temple of Israel's God. He will teach us what he wants us to do. We will walk in the paths he has chosen. For the Lord's teaching comes from Jerusalem. From Zion he speaks to his people. He will settle disputes among the nations, among the great powers near and far. They will hammer their swords into plows and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will never again go to war, never prepare for battle again. Everyone will live in peace among their own vineyards and fig trees, and no one will make them afraid. The Lord Almighty has promised this. Each nation worships and obeys its own God, but we will worship and obey the Lord our God forever and ever. The time is coming, says the Lord, when I will gather together the people I punished, those who have suffered in exile. They are crippled and far from home, but I will make a new beginning for those who are left. And they will become a great nation, and I will rule over them on Mount Zion from that time on and forever. And you, Jerusalem, where God, like a shepherd from his outlook tower, watches over his people, will once again be the capital of the kingdom that was yours. Why do you cry out so loudly? Why are you suffering like a woman in labor? Is it because you have no king and your counselors are dead? Twist and groan, people of Jerusalem, like a woman giving birth. For now you will have to leave the city and live in the open country. You will have to go to Babylon, but there the Lord will save you from your enemies. Many nations have gathered to attack you. They say, Jerusalem must be destroyed. We will see this city in ruins. But these nations do not know what is in the Lord's mind. They do not realize that they have been gathered together to be punished in the same way that grain is brought in to be threshed. The Lord says, people of Jerusalem, go and punish your enemies. I will make you as strong as a bull with iron horns and bronze hoofs. You will crush many nations, and the wealth they got by violence, you will present to me, the Lord of the whole world. People of Jerusalem, gather your forces. We are besieged. They are attacking the leader of Israel. Today's verse is Micah chapter 4, verse 5. We will worship and obey the Lord, our God, forever and ever. You know, in this message today, we see how God is promising that there will come a time when Jerusalem is high above all other cities, Israel high above all other nations, and all the other nations will realize that the God of Israel is the only one true God. And all the nations will come to Jerusalem to receive God's instruction because they recognize that there is but one God. Oh, won't that be a wonderful time? Let us pray. God of justice and peace, we pray for an end of warfare and for your reign of peace. Teach us to walk in paths you have chosen and to worship and obey you. Thank you for new beginnings and the hope that we find in you. Amen. Well, again, our time together has come to an end. The next time we'll meet will be in a couple of days on Sunday morning. God bless you. Please make it to church. If you can't make it down to the chapel, make sure that you tune in on Zoom or on Facebook. And I hope to see everybody there. God moves in such wonderful ways in our services, and I don't want you to miss out. So God bless you is my prayer.